Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the first week of Advent. Today's theme, Why Are You Afraid? Today our responsorial psalm says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Who intimidates you? Whose rejection are you trying to avoid? But let's not stop with the who of the matter. What are you afraid of right now? What disappointment do you fear? What's worrying you? What's stealing your joy and seems hopeless? When we gaze on the loveliness of the Lord, when we take time to meditate on God's love for us and His awesome power and His promises, we realize that there is no reason to be afraid. We realize God is so wonderful, so caring, so good, so almighty, and so concerned about my every need, my every longing, and my every prayer. Therefore, there is nothing that will happen to me that is so bad as to produce more harm than good. When we have fear, we're blind to the wonderfulness of the Lord. And like the two men in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 31, we need to be healed. Faith is what heals us. Faith that identifies Jesus as Lord. Faith that appreciates the loveliness of the Lord. Faith that knows that God will make good come from every hardship, no matter how bad it looks. This is the faith that empowers us to believe that we shall indeed see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. And this belief cures our fears. This is the faith that is willing to wait for the Lord with courage, because we know that God is watching over us, and thus we experience courage even during the hardest hardships. Fear is not of God. It does not belong in a Christian's life. Neither does worry, because worry is the fear that we feel when we are trying to trust God, but we doubt that He cares enough to make a difference. Trusting God while overcoming this doubt converts worry into concern. Instead of anxiety, we have hope. We care about the situation, and we're ready to problem solve as the Lord leads. Those who are blinded by fear are those who do not gaze upon the loveliness of the Lord. He is not their reason for hope, and thus they have valid reason to live in fear. Those of us who know better, however, because we have already seen the Lord do much good, have valid reasons to live in hope, despite all the visible evidence to the contrary. Hope produces courage. Do you have this courage? How visible is it? Your courage is another time of giving birth to Jesus. Courage sags when we get distracted by our trials and hardships, focusing on the evidence of disaster instead of on the reasons for hope, taking our eyes off of what is pure and holy and loving and heavenly. Courage grows when we remember to keep our eyes on Jesus.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.